He has damaged them. The show that is better than making delicious beer that can't be sold due to a government shutdown. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pippi Alex.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here later. Hello, Pippi.
Hey.
Oh, on the show, we will be talking with friend of the show and multifaceted entertainer Amaru, along with executive producer Tyron, I think I got that right, Austin, about the new release of the movie Ultimate Social Experiment, which the three of us were featured in. The radio show was featured in.
I know. This is so cool.
We're in a movie, and you can watch it.
Yeah.
So there's that. We'll talk to Amaru and Tyron about that. Drunks in the news, as the shutdown is hurting craft beer makers, how the shutdown is affecting porn viewing.
Mm.
School of Fools, as Second Lady Karen Pence teaches in a school that does not allow gay students. And Scam Busters, as I continue my conversation with one of Ann Jackson's friends. Now, I do want to find something here before we start the show. There's a little bit of breaking news, so bear with me.
Okay.
I find what I am.
Okay, well, you know, it tempts me to break into a U2 song, but I will not.
No, better song. This is you might hear it, I don't know. It's in the background. I am playing in the background Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Yes.
And the reason I am playing Metallica's Enter Sandman is because the favorite baseball team of two of your three hosts, the two that are present, and quite frankly, the two that really do make the first hour plus fucking amazing. Pippi Alex and yours truly are big Yankee fans.
Yes.
So we got two Yankees in today. First one into the Hall of Fame, into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right.
Two Yankees into the Baseball Hall of Fame. First one, Mike Mussina, pleasant surprise.
Yeah, really nice.
I always liked Moose.
Yes.
But Moose is not the reason I'm playing this.
If
it was just Moose, I could play some Bullwinkle.
Right.
Or something. No. This is the theme song of the greatest closer in baseball history. Now you say there's been other baseball closers. Other closers in the Hall of Fame, you say. All very true. But this man, Mr. Mariano Rivera, from the country of Panama, I guess one of those shithole countries. I don't know.
Aren't the shithole countries over in Africa?
They could be anywhere, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
But Mr. Mariano Rivera not only goes into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, which is an amazing accomplishment. First ever 100% of all the votes submitted. Now, you say Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth, they didn't really vote. They just put him in. He was in the first class.
Right.
There wasn't a vote. There was, like, first people.
Yeah.
But never in the history of baseball since they've been doing this voting has there been anybody who's gotten 100%. There's always been some douche that didn't put a clear-cut Hall of Famer in.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Always somebody wanted to piss on the parade.
Right.
But nobody had the audacity to do that with the great Mariano.
Mariano Rivera.
So this is what he played when he came into the game to close it, to finish out the baseball game. Everybody knew when Mariano was coming, it was lights out. Enter the Sandman. And I'm sure we will hear this in July in Cooperstown, New York, when he walks up to the podium.
Amazing. So richly deserved.
Yes.
Man, I've seen a lot of shows where Mariano was closer. He is fantastic. I'm so happy. I'm just really happy.
Well, I knew he was getting in on the first ballot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But to get 100% of the vote.
I know. Unanimous vote.
First one ever. New York friggin' Yankees.
Well, we were saying before the show that, you know, we weren't going to, like, cry all night if he didn't get it unanimous.
Yeah, other shit to cry about.
Yeah. But, man, is that satisfying.
We're happy for Mo.
Yeah.
Good guy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know him personally, but from all accounts, whenever you hear him speak, anybody who's ever played with him or gotten to know him or reported on him.
Always a gentleman.
Always a gentleman. Mm-hmm. So we support good folks here.
Yeah.
We're not good folks.
We aspire to being good folks.
Yes.
But this guy seems to be the real McCoy and so happy. Richly deserved honor.
Also, getting into the Hall of Fame, that deserved. Great. This is a baseball show. But anyway, we said Mike Mussina, Mariano Rivera, the great pitcher for the Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies, Roy Doc Halladay. I don't know if you remember him, but he was dominant.
I don't remember
him. He was
him,
a dominant yes. pitcher, a stud, and unfortunately he passed away, I want to say, in a plane crash.
I don't know.
I'm going to say he passed away a couple years ago. So we're happy for him. And also, the best designated hitter of all time. This guy, it's kind of fitting that he's going in with Mariano Rivera.
Plane crash.
Because this guy who I'm about to say is the guy Mariano Rivera said was always his toughest out, Edgar Martinez.
Oh, right.
Just a sheer, pure hitting machine. You know, when the Yankees used to play the Mariners, you had Griffey Jr., you had Edgar Martinez, and you had Alex Rodriguez. It always seemed like Griffey and Martinez would kill the Yankees. So, congratulations to all of them. But most importantly, congratulations to Messina and Rivera.
Yes. And a really, really nice day for Yankee fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We need nice days.
We do.
Especially when we see the Patriots keep on winning.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Right. So, just want to get that out of the way. Little Metallica, little Enter Sandman, little Mariano Rivera.
Yay,
little
New York.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Just happened.
No Mets made it into the Hall of Fame this year. But anyway, that happens. Or Red Sox.
It happens. Yeah, I don't feel bad about that.
Actually, Lee Smith, who's going in, he was on a separate vote. Lee Smith was a Red Sox.
Okay.
He was also a closer. But I don't know if he's... I don't think he's going to go in as a Red Sox. But he was a Red Sox. Correct. Because we like facts here.
We do.
So,
most of the time.
I pointed this out on Facebook. I don't know if we really need to have a big discussion about it. Certainly not a story we intended on covering. So, over the weekend, the story broke where there was this whole mob scene, including these high school kids from Kentucky, Catholic school kids, were surrounding this Native American Indian.
Right.
Who was a Vietnam War veteran, although now they're saying he wasn't deployed. Not that that matters. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, he still served.
Still served.
Anyway. So, you have the Native American... he's surrounded. He's beating his drum. I think it was a prayer for understanding or peace or something.
Yes, it's the traditional American Indian, chant.
And you got
song.
You got this 15-year-old white male,
mm-hmm,
wearing a "Make America Great Again" hat, standing right in front of him, face to face, just kind of smiling / smirking. I will say it looked like a punchable face.
Yeah, it looked very smirky to me.
But, again, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you did have people doing tomahawk chops as this guy's.
Right.
As the Native American is doing his thing. So, the mainstream media took the story, ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of left-leaning people took the story, ran with it. You know, I guess they were threatening this kid. Which is horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to say, the people that are outraged about that are fine when the Sandy Hook... Not the Sandy Hook kids. The ones in Florida.
Oh God. Now I'm blanking.
The ones where they got shot.
Yeah.
We know where it was.
Yeah.
The ones who've been fighting, you know, the gun protesters.
Right.
They're fine threatening them. So
that's okay. Yeah.
So again, they're not pure. But okay, listen, as upset you are, you don't have to threaten violence against a child.
Right.
Even if this kid is in the wrong, which he may or may not be. It seems like he might not be.
Mm.
I don't know. There's like a full, 2-hour footage. And of course, there was like some black...
Muslim group.
No, they weren't Muslim group.
No.
Israelites. The black people that think they're the real descendants of Israel,
okay,
of Israel and hate white people.
Oh, okay.
They were there, I guess, yelling and taunting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's like a 2-hour video. I'm not going to watch it. I don't care. I wasn't that invested in the story when it broke. When everybody else was posting shit about it,
mm-hmm,
I just posted, I wonder if he's going to get a participation trophy for douchebaggery. I just made a joke and moved on. I had other shit to worry about.
Yeah.
Than,
yeah,
you know, hurt feelings and nonsense. So, but a lot of people on the left took it and ran. Took it and ran. With the memes and the outrage and see what's wrong with today's kids. Now, other stuff has come on that this school has had problems with racism.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And anti-homosexuality stuff. So I don't know. I'm not that invested in the story.
Did you see the picture of,
yes,
the kids
in,
full blackface?
But now the argument to that is it was a blackout night that they were having. Like, sometimes sports teams will do that.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, like when you go to a jet game, like a sports game, let's go blackout. So everybody wear black dress. So that's what the argument is why they did that.
Yeah, but what about the white supremacy hand signals they were giving?
I did not see that.
Behind the black player from the other side.
That I did not see.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
But that was from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids were not those kids.
Right, no. Different
group. But there may be a history there. Again, I'm not that invested in the story.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is, so the left-wing media stepped in it twice because they also fucked up a BuzzFeed story. The BuzzFeed story, real quick, reported that Robert Mueller, who's investigating Donald Trump, has text messages and emails that show that Donald Trump told Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, to lie to Congress. Robert Mueller came out and said there's certain things are inaccurate. We don't know what was inaccurate, but Robert Mueller never speaks.
Right.
But for less than 24 hours, the media was going on about
this.
They're
running with that. Right. I hadn't heard that they turned that around and said, yeah, no.
Well, I mean, listen, the thing is, nobody would be surprised if he did. If Trump did say that.
Right.
But for Mueller to make a statement, Mueller never speaks.
No.
So there's something with the BuzzFeed story that's not right. BuzzFeed's still sticking with the story.
Okay.
They're sticking with their the two writers. And there's a lot with those two writers, too. They can't even get the story straight. So there's a lot there. But the left wing, but the mainstream media went with it and ran. And, you know, and people who are lean left went with it and ran. So you have these back-to-back stories. So this just gives fire to the right wing. Okay. I get that. So they're like, oh, the lies. Where's the truth? Jumping to conclusions. Bah, 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 bah. All right. You got a point.
Yeah.
I would not argue that you have a point. Now, my question to them, which I posted on my Facebook page, where is this outrage when we catch the president constantly lying with video footage and we have indictments and guilty pleas and stuff that's an obvious lie, like Mexico's going to pay for it and I'm going to be the best for the LGBTQ community? Where is that? See, there's no they'll pin the same people on the right who are pointing their finger to the left. They don't really want, I'm saying they don't really want the truth.
No.
They just want the truth in certain circumstances.
Yes.
Whereas yours truly is like, no, just give me the fucking truth.
Yeah. I could take it if I was wrong about something or if, you know, like, you know, BuzzFeed is slanting it one way and that's not
right. And I said, and when that story broke, I said, if this is true.
Right.
I said, if this is true, when I posted about, then Donald Trump's presidency is over.
Yeah.
Now, there was things that you had to wonder why it was true. That, like, they have text messages and emails. Everybody knows Donald Trump doesn't text and email.
Yeah, no.
That's not – so you start, there were certain things, but he said if it's true, his presidency – so I don't take shit and jump and run with it. I want to see how it shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
But so while the right –
a lot of people do.
Exactly. Most people do. Yes. A lot of people. You're right. A lot of people. So while the right wing is puffing their chest – wringing their hands, shaking their finger. Oh, you liberals, you left-wing media. All right, they fucked up. The difference is most of them will own the fuck up. Why are you letting the president get away with it? Why doesn't he own any fuck-ups and lies? He just outright lies to you. He just told you, no, I never said Mexico would write a check. Cue the videotape. You told Sean Hannity they'll write a check. It was on your website, Mexico. But you don't hold them to that. You don't hold them to that. So don't shake your fingers unless you're going to shove it up your ass, because I'm just not that interested. Don't wag your finger. Don't puff out your chest, because you're as full of shit as anybody else. So take your bullshit and keep the stepping.
I read a statistic that's it seemed like a credible source at the moment I was reading it, but I didn't jot it down or anything, that said something about 7,500 times he's lied since he became president.
I think the Washington Post keeps track.
Yeah.
And they call them Pinocchios.
Yeah, Pinocchios, right. And I was like, if, like, it was about 7,500. I thought, good God.
Seems like more.
well, I think that there might be some, well, that seems like not a complete lie, or that's an opinion,
listen,
you know what I mean?
A Trumper, a ride or die Trumper,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in a few minutes when I get to something that I plan to talk about. Their identity is immersed with Donald Trump.
I would say that a lot of people, yes.
They
yes.
identify as voting for Donald Trump. That's how they look at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is the embodiment of how they picture themselves. If they could fulfill their potential, and if things just broke a different way, Donald Trump is who they want to be. I voted Donald Trump, and I'm proud of it. And give Trump credit. He got all this passion for people, which you'll never get out of me with any candidate. But he got all this passion, and they can't confront the... They can't look at the fact that, you know what, maybe it isn't what we thought. Mm-hmm. You know, like, listen, there was enough there for me to never give Donald Trump a chance for president because I do my research. I know about this guy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in New York, New Jersey do. Put that aside. Say you voted for him because you hated Hillary or you bought into the origin story that he's a great businessman. You know, well, whatever it is. What?
Sorry, the great businessman thing.
I understand. If you bought into the story, the thing that he's a great negotiator, you bought into it all.
Right.
You bought, okay, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You hated Hillary. Hillary was a non-starter for you. Yeah. This guy, you see him on TV, you like The Apprentice, you like the cars, you like the wife that's clearly out of his league. I get it. But at some point, if you are still thinking and paying attention at all, you go, well, this doesn't seem right. Why is the government shut down if Mexico's going to pay for it? And don't tell me you never thought Mexico was going to pay for it, because we had fucking arguments on this damn show.
That people said that they really, he meant that.
One of those people is a very important part of this show.
Yes.
Time and again. No, it's going to be tariffs. Again, not understanding how tariffs work. But, but I get it. But don't fucking shake your finger at me.
Right.
Not the Joe. I'm not pointing at Joe as a shaking of the finger. I'm talking about some of the people online. But at some point, you just got to go, this is bullshit. I don't know if I could vote Democrat, but I couldn't vote for this because I wanted something different.
Yeah.
You know, I put my faith in that's. And Obama was a change vote, too. They're always fucking change votes.
Right.
And I'll say this. Trump is certainly a big change. I will give you that.
Well, yes, I'd say that's definitely
If you
true.
Want to change, you got
there
it.
There it is.
And if you wanted chaos, you got it.
That was
one of the allures. But if you're not that, if you don't like just the sheer chaos and the mayhem and the entertainment value of it, at some point you got to go, there's some shit I can't square that circle.
I'm really not looking for entertainment from our leaders. No, I can't say I am.
Listen, I get it. He's very entertaining. You can't look away. It's like a car crash.
Yeah.
But at some point, if you're a critical thinker, and a lot of them are not, if you're a critical thinker, even if you go, if you even said, I like the policies.
Right.
But I don't like all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And besides the tweeting, there's more to the tweeting. There's some genuinely mean shit.
Oh, God.
Lack of
yeah.
empathy stuff.
That is part of what crushes me.
But so, I don't know what my point was with that. My point is, stop fucking wagging your fingers, because I see you. And yeah, the media went crazy on some shit. You got a point. But even when they were reporting the BuzzFeed thing, they were saying, if it's true, we can't verify. All the networks were saying, we have not been able to verify this.
Well, yeah, because they're still practicing responsible journalism.
Exactly. And that's the difference. When you can go back and go, okay, you know, well, we got this one wrong. You own it. Go, all right.
Yeah.
As opposed to just switch the lie around.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
An adult owns his shit.
Right.
A baby can't own his shit. Because a baby's shitting in his pants and really can't own it because it's very short rental end.
You hope somebody will take it away soon so you don't have to own it for long.
I did not mean to go into that political rant. I'll get more into Trumpers in a few.
Okay.
Got some more Trump stuff.
Mm.
And if Joe gets here at a reasonable time, I have a question for Joe. I'd like Joe to explain something to me, if he can. Joe feels I am missing something obvious.
Yeah.
This took place on my Facebook page.
Oh, okay. So I'm not really getting what you're...
No.
What you're selling.
No. Well, Joe said I'm missing something obvious.
Okay.
So I said, okay, please tell me about this thing.
Explain me.
So if Joe gets here in time, Joe will hopefully be able to explain me, because I'm always happy to learn. That's the thing about your pal, Davin. Always happy to learn, except if it's math. I got no use for that.
Oh, no.
There's numbers and letters involved in crazy ways.
People should not have to do that.
No.
No.
But if it's not math, I'm willing to learn. So what's going on with you?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
Perfect for a radio show.
I know. It's like, I have no life. But you know what? It's cold out. It's time to, as Joe's growing.
So there's nothing hotter.
Nothing hotter than a woman in her robe during January.
Oh, yeah. You bitches ain't shaving and waxing.
Yeah,
you're going to make your fellas earn it.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to claw through some underbrush to get to the goodies.
Is it really that good at that point? 3 days marinating in itself?
I don't think so.
No, it's not goodies. It's ichies.
Yeah.
It's like fucking mackerel that's been left out in the sun. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
So, but not that we're much of a cat. But I'll tell you what, I'm not lounging because I'm not doing that because I feel my hair get oily. So like after like 24 hours, I gotta take a shower.
You're just grossing yourself out.
Yeah, I'm like I don't feel clean.
Well, Mr. Helix and I were completely avoiding each other, taking naps on like a rotating schedule, and
keep an eye out for the warmth.
No. It's just like, oh, I'm so cold. Let me just put another blanket on. Ah, that's it. Done. You pile on a cat, and we're done.
I'll tell you what, cats are very good at warming.
Oh, yeah. It was a 3-day weekend for me. All
right.
And so I was just, like, enjoying being in the house with the cats, bringing Mr. Creamy over to his vet appointment and getting a good, a good checkup.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so what now? Now he's on the road to recovery. Stroke cat is back?
Yeah.
He's, good for him.
You know what? He was doing he stands, and every once in a while, he gets this, like, wobble. Like,
he's a seafaring cat.
He's trying to get his sea legs. Yes. And he, usually I can tell when a mouse has gotten into the house, when there are certain spots they seem to get in more readily than others. And I can tell when the cats are staring at particular spots that somebody's probably gotten in. And I wasn't really sure if it was when Creamsicle was standing there staring at the corner in the kitchen. I wasn't sure. And he's doing like the wobbly back and forth. I wasn't sure if it was because he was hungry, because he's super skinny and we're trying to like fatten him up now that he's doing better. But and I didn't know if he was there to beg for food or if he was watching a mouse. The next morning, God damn it, there's mouse poops on top of the oven. Nothing makes me madder. Mouse poop. Can't stand it. And they always have the nerve that I have this little like spoon holder that's in the shape of a pepper on top of the
oh,
oven.
Is that their toilet?
That's where it sits. Oh. It always poops in the pepper.
Probably sitting there reading a little newspaper.
Yeah, I know. Got his little glasses
just
on.
Like wetting its little paws and flips the page. Just enjoying the warmth of your house as the cats are staring up at the house going, fuck you, you can't get up here, you handicapped cat.
and he's wobbling back and forth. Wow!
Because you got a healthy mouse and a sick cat.
Yeah, that's right. So the cat's like, oh, if only I was stronger. If only I was stronger, you'd be dead.
Now, what the cat should be doing is meowing to get your attention.
No, because he's meowing constantly because he's hungry.
Oh.
But then he goes back and forth. Sometimes he meows like obsessively for food, and we give him food and he looks at like not that shit, and then other times
I don't want McDonald's.
He scarfs it down and then meows for more, and we just keep giving him, you know, little packets of food.
That's good.
It's a process. The meowing, the constant meowing, is getting a little
so now annoying. So what's his prognosis now? Now that we're probably about 10 large into this cat.
Oh, at least
are we really? Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that in Kelly Blue Book, by
never
the way.
No. He's depreciated, and we're never going to get that value back.
No, you're not getting. He's not going to be a classic. He's just going to be old and fucked up.
Yeah, and wobbly.
Yeah. Nobody wants a wobbly cat.
Yeah, I mean, there is no prognosis with a cat that's got this many problems. He could die tomorrow. He could live for a surprising amount of time. So,
there you go.
Who knows? We're just...
Stroke cat is bouncing back. Kudos to you and Mr. Helix for nursing this fucking money-sucking feline back to health.
But we love him.
Yeah, you're good people. You're doing a nice thing.
This is our baby.
It's your baby.
Yeah, and not a little too wobbly to get that mouse, but I have hopes.
Cat's never getting that mouse.
No, well, you know the others do.
Okay.
We occasionally find dead things in the house.
She'll let AIDS cat do it and just like inflict the mouse with AIDS to bring it back so the other mouse can fuck other mice and just spread AIDS along the mouse community like a fucking outbreak.
No, well, the thing is, you know what? If what's going on with how long he's living is any indication, I don't think that'll do anything to the mouse population.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, he's been living for a really good time with FIV.
How old is he?
He's probably about 12.
So I think, which is like
forever in human years.
Yeah. So I think the message here is if Freddie Mercury was a mouse, he'd still be alive.
Or a cat.
Yes, that's what I went for. I fucked it up. It was going to be so good.
It's okay. I think I got your point. It's
you got
true.
My point, but it's I fucked it up.
Yeah, he's not wearing his little raggedy robe anymore. He's been he's upgraded to a tracksuit.
There you go. He's a Staten Island cat now.
He's got a little gold chain.
Fucking walking around, grabbing his little, where his cat nuts used to be.
Looking for the pork store.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad. Cats are doing well. Anything else going on?
Yeah, no. Pretty much no.
Pretty much no?
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing. I kind of felt bad. I spent part of this weekend celebrating my past birthday and my other friend's birthday. There is a group of five ladies that I go on vacation with sometimes, my good friends. Mm-hmm. And so I decided that it would be fun to have a winter pool party. So we rented a room in a hotel that has a nice warm pool.
Yeah, right.
And so we had like a pool party.
You're a big swimmer?
With it. I like to swim. Oh, I'm not great at it, but I love to swim.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So it was like, it was really fun to have our adult beverages and then go down to the pool and then.
A little Holiday Inn Express?
Yeah. Well, no, it was a Marriott.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Nice fluffy robe.
Yep. We had a good time.
Nice. Like down pillow, down pillows.
I don't actually notice. I didn't notice.
Because I'm allergic to that shit. But
are you?
Well, they get me congested. I survived, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fun. We had a good time. The only thing is that I had plans with another friend to go out of town and go see a show. And then she said that she was going to have to go out of town to a work conference or a seminar or something. And so we kind of left it open. But then it was like so much time had passed. And then it was like a couple days before. And I didn't hear anything. I didn't think we were going. So I made plans with my friends to go and do the pool party thing. And then she turned around and said, you still want to go? No.
Yeah, that's not on you.
I kind of feel bad.
But she was vague with the plans.
Yeah, it was.
Last you left it, she was doing something else.
Yeah.
It's not on you.
Okay.
Now, you could have invited her.
Well, I could have. The only thing is that this little group of people, it's kind of like, it's a tough group to break into because we've been like friends for so many years that.
You could have tried. You could have tried to add her in.
No,
because you're the center of the group.
But if we were going out someplace, but we're all staying overnight, so it's awkward to say, and there wasn't enough space. This was like,
yeah, because I'm sure a hotel in the Northeast in the middle of winter was hard to find a room in.
No, it's hard to find a room for five people.
Ugh. Why? Why would you want to?
Because we do that. We hang together. We're used to it. But the thing is, it's like so. It would have been.
Was it like a suite?
It was.
So how many people in a bedroom?
It was like an open living room, and then there are two beds, and the couch pulls out, and there was a little kitchenette, a big
and you
bathroom.
With your fucking sleep apnea with your fucking device?
Yeah, but that doesn't bother people.
Ugh.
It's just like,
No. I don't even know how Mr. Helix sleeps in the same place as you. So
you know what? I don't either. But
no, and you're probably the best of your friends. So
what do you mean?
Oh, the rest are probably a mess. I can only imagine. all your fucking stories are the land of the misfit toys.
No, actually,
you're like the Pied Piper. I understand.
No, these women actually have their lives together.
Really? Then these are clearly friends I've not had an overwhelming experience with. There's not a lot of exposure between me and this group of friends.
No, actually, no. There has not been a lot of cross-pollination.
Probably smart by you.
I keep them away from you.
Yes, well, that way they stay nice.
Yeah, there's not a mob attack. You don't stand there banging your drum. They're not up in your face. It's all good. You know?
Only if they're going to wear a little hat, a little Make America Great Again hat.
No, that would not happen with this group. No.
Yeah, but still, you know, I don't want to share a room.
We are very used to it. We've done it for
years. I've shared rooms with Joe, and I will again, but I don't want to. And I'm sure he doesn't want to share with me either. But sometimes on the road you do it. But we certainly don't plan, like, ooh, this will be fun. It'll be like we're 12 and it's a sleepover. No!
We like that.
Ugh, no. You know what? We could go to the bar downstairs. We can have a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Bullshit. And then it's time to go upstairs and go night-night. He'll go to his room. He'll turn on his little automotive show that he's going to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to fucking do whatever I'm going to do, whatever that is. I don't know. Probably turn on like some political bullshit or something, pass out. No. There's no need to share.
Well,
the
whole idea was we were going to hang out together.
Yes, you hang during the waking hours.
Yeah.
But then you go and cleanse and bathe in your own distinct clean place. You sleep in your own clean place instead of sounding like a fucking pack of walruses sunning themselves on the rocks as you all grunt all those noises.
Oh my God, no! What a picture. No!
This is my image of you and your friends.
No, we're more like wolves in a pack. And we go into our den and we howl at the moon together.
I would have to see video footage of them and I would have to see pictures. Otherwise, I'm sticking with my assessment.
With pack of walruses? That's not nice.
No, but I just picture you just laying there all lazy, making noises, farting, burping, which is fine.
Fine.
I don't have a problem with it. Just do it in your own room.
No. What is the point of any of that if you can't share it with your friends?
That's true. These are very close friends.
Although I have to say that the couch that we had in the room, every time you would sit down on it or stand up, it would make a farting noise.
A whoopee cushion couch.
It was a whoopee cushion couch, and it was hilarious.
Because you're 12.
Yes. I know the combined age of the group.
No, in college, like, we would share a bunch, when we went away, a bunch of us would share a room because you're trying to save money and you're poor.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're an adult now. You're a grown woman with a job.
Yeah, but we're not going to take up a whole floor of rooms.
All right, two in a room.
No.
One in each bed. You're sharing the room. You each have your own bed because you're doubling up in beds.
Yeah.
Ugh. Why? Who knows where you've been? Any of you?
But we've done that. We go away
because
on vacations.
Because you did it when you were young.
No, but you go away on vacations, we'll rent a house, and there won't be like, you know, there's not usually five beds in the place.
Something. This whole sharing a bedroom, sharing beds thing, male or female, shit can be hot up until about 28 years old.
Okay.
Maybe 30.
Okay.
After that, it's just fucking creepy. Like you can picture, oh, that'll be hot. These young women sharing a room. These young studs sharing a room. All right. There's something romantic about that. Maybe a little risque. Maybe a little naughty. When you get to be our age, it's just fucking old and poor.
No.
Yes, you're wrong.
Well, you know what?
Or you're a comic.
No. we're not hanging out together to turn anybody else on. It's just night. Crawl into bed and go to sleep.
No. And you all want to go to bed at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, that is unique. There's usually somebody who's up all night and somebody wants to go to bed at 8.
Well, you know what? It kind of, if it's one evening, I could be put to bed early and my one friend, Lori, can stay up a little bit later because usually she's the first one to go. She conks out. She has to get up early for work. But we all kind of like crapped at the same time. When we go away together on President's Weekend, and there's usually like, you know, it's a house, so there's separate bedrooms and places for people to sleep.
Okay, that's a fun time. Then you all get together in the dining room or living room.
One of my friends is in the chat, and she goes, "We drink and pass out." Yes, we do.
Right. And anybody who knows anything about drinking and passing out knows there's going to be fucking snoring. Because if you drink, it's never a quiet, restful sleep.
They're very ladylike snores.
That's bullshit.
Not me. I'm not talking about me.
No, but you know what?
I'm a fucking bear.
Listen, you could be the most petite, fine-smelling flower. Yeah, a snorer is a snorer.
I am a snorer, but I have a machine to help me.
Exactly, fucking Lord Vader.
That is kind of the sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's this white noise in the air.
Yeah, it's like, I would put a pillow over your face or I would unplug it.
Well, now I see who I'm not sharing a room with.
It was not an option unless we're doing a road gig,
right?
And I'm paying for the hotel or there is no second hotel.
You're going to listen to my Darth Vader noises then.
One night.
What do you mean one night? Well, what if that's not an option?
You're not coming on the road with me. It's as simple as that. I don't know. You don't get asked to go on the road.
You don't have to smother me. It really isn't that annoying.
I could smother. Listen, I wouldn't sleep in my presence either, especially knowing I might smother. At least I'm warning you.
Well, no, I mean,
listen, and I'm not saying sharing a room with me is a treat. I'm not saying that at all. I don't want
what
you to,
do you do?
Everything that you're not supposed to in polite company.
Oh, no.
You see?
No.
You see?
This is not delightful.
No, but you know what is delightful? We all go back to our separate rooms. We come downstairs in the morning, have a nice breakfast together. We start our day. That's a nice fucking time. Friends hanging out, having shared experiences, and not the nasty shit. That's a good time. That's how adults should vacation.
Yeah, but you know what? Most of the time, it's expensive to go on vacation. You're a comic. You know how fucking expensive it is to be renting rooms and everything.
I'm not sharing it with a group of men. I'm just not doing it. Okay, we're going to try that again. Thank you guys if you're still hanging out in the chat. We know we had some folks in there, and
yeah,
we had technical issues, and we haven't had that.
We haven't had this bad in a long time.
No, usually I know what it is, and yeah. I don't know why this is acting up, but yeah, I'm over it.
Okay.
Very much over it.
Well, what you said to me before is that you tried to start it up before it was ready, and you know how that goes.
Yes, it was cold and unreceptive. So we were both just staring there looking at each other, thinking, is that your best?
Is this what it's come to? Actually, you know what? You were saying before about my slovenly friends sharing a room together.
Any friends. I'm kind of over your slovenly friends, but go on.
Bring
it back around and put a bow on this turn.
No, you know, my friend's in the chat, and she said, we don't want you in the room with us anyway.
No, I'm not offering my services.
Nobody
wants me. I understand that. Sea monkeys and jizz. Sea monkeys and jizz. Where's Joe Curry? There he is. You fucked that up, too.
I know.
Why should you work? The equipment doesn't.
No, you know what? I'm totally off my game now.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you slide because the equipment's had such a shit show that I will not sink my fangs into you.
Thank you.
That the DVDs from Amaru and the Slim Jim is from Pip.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. So,
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
It was a Slim Jim kind of evening, I thought.
Yay. Do not breathe too heavily because our pal Sam is in a mood.
So I hear. This girl filled me in.
Well, she had a lot of time.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of time.
I go. Tell Pip I'm on my way. You take your time. Matter of fact, I had a discussion with Johnny Race because we inked a gig for June, a big gig for June. So I was on the phone walking in. I'm like,
no reason to be a Duke boy. We'll hold the show for you.
Yeah. Can you imagine if the Duke boys were a guest on this show? Well, might as well slow down now. They don't need no beat hurry. Sam done cut out again.
Sam took a smoke break.
Sam is the boss hog of equipment. Well, now that you're here, I'll bring this up, and then I will.
Well, thanks.
it's a comedy thing. It's a comedy thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so he saved special little nuggets for you. You should be happy.
Well, okay. I'm not going to do the one thing I wanted to do with Joe because we've wasted so much time.
Oh, the Trump thing. Yeah, all right.
Wasn't it necessarily a Trump thing?
Okay.
Oh, it's kind of a Trump thing. I'll give you. Should I do that or should I do my comedy?
I want to hear the comedy.
Thing.
What?
Comedy thing.
I want an explanation. I want to learn.
I know, but we could do that another time. I want to hear the comedy thing.
Not really. Right. No, I mean, I'm not really breaking new ground with it.
Okay.
But so I did a show last week in North Carolina. Opening comic asked them if they want to talk about politics or Jesus.
Oh God!
They didn't want either.
Oh, who was the MC or the middle?
Well, it was the one. It was just a 2-person show.
So okay.
Me and Jamie.
Oh, okay.
So, well, there goes a decent portion of my act. So he has a bit where he asks them who they voted for, and the whole room was Trump voters.
Oh,
smart
boy.
People.
Be that as it may. Whole room was Trump voters. So I'm wondering if I should adjust. Should I not do the political stuff? And I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to do my normal shit.
Yeah.
When in Trump country, bring the pitchforks and flames to them. bring it to the fine folks in Trump land.
Sure.
Which is kind of the same theory I've had when I, you know, did the joke with the N-word and 300 black people in Columbia, South Carolina. If I'm going to tell that joke when I'm not there.
Yeah.
If I'm going to tell, then I need to tell the joke
when you're there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't deserve it. So I, and I had a lot of new Trump material.
Oh.
Because he's the gift that keeps on giving, Joe. Mm-hmm. There's so much. Although I think Rudy, former America's mayor, I think he might deserve his own little section in my act now. Because he it's like he's in a foot race with the president.
Oh, my God.
Who
could yes.
create more material? They're just so delicious for my act. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. So even a lot of the new stuff was getting applause breaks.
Wow.
With the Trump supporters.
Wow, that's awesome.
They were such nice people. And afterwards, you know, they're saying how much of a good time they had, you know, shaking, hugging, good time. Room full of Trump people, did the Trump shit. They were great. Fantastic. Fucking adults. Fucking adult human beings. God bless them. See, it doesn't matter who you vote for. You could be a baby or you could be an adult. And this room of Trump voters, a fucking adult. So
nice.
Even though I might disagree with them politically,
mm-hmm.
I may or may not. We didn't really get into much of that. Fucking adults. Utmost respect on that.
Nice. They could handle it.
As well they should. Like adults should.
Yeah.
Of any political persuasion. Like adults should. Because they're words. And they have punchlines, hopefully.
Well, you know, in a comedy situation, yes. But you know that words can be incendiary, too.
Yes, but again, they're fucking words. Unless it's, hey, round up all the Jews because we're going to put them in the oven. Those words are incendiary.
Especially because the oven's involved.
Exactly. But I mean, yeah, I mean, listen, there's a limit to it, but this is a comedy show.
Yeah.
So that was nice. So the audience loved the show. But I'm just looking. It is interesting, though, how in person, people are much nicer than if the same type of thing was taking place on social media or like online, where people will be throwing their little political bombs and insults.
Yeah, because you get punched in the face if you're there. You can't online.
Right, but it's amazing how, and I was just talking about this with somebody today, it's amazing how social media has brought out the worst in everybody. It used to be beer muscles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now it's like Facebook muscles.
Yeah.
You want to know something? Carla Oakenson, is... very, very sweet. And her and I used to go at it all the time on mm-hmm. Facebook, because she's a civil rights lawyer and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, so she knows her shit.
Yeah, left-leaning and stuff like that. And she we'll go back and forth, go back and forth.
You never hear of a conservative civil rights lawyer that goes, fuck these people, they don't deserve rights.
Right.
Actually, you know what? That's not true. I take that back. Of course there could be.
Yeah,
there could be.
Yeah. I apologize. Go on with that.
So anyway, we'll go back and forth. We finally met at a gig. We were doing a gig together, and she's absolutely delightful. And we're pals now. Very good. And the funny thing is that I go, I love debating with you because I have to go back and I have to check and you got to check and I got to check and we go back and forth. And there was one issue that came up and she was going, Joe Curry, where are you? I go, oh, you're a pal. I don't want to fight with you. I like you.
<You're an laughs> I don't want to fight with you anymore.
You're a nice woman.
All she had to do was say, see monkeys and jizz.
Yeah, right.
Want to calm you right down.
You want me to message her?
And the funny thing is she dates comic Mike Keegan, who's very right wing.
He won't admit that. When he's talking to me, no, I just like to stir up. He's fucking full of shit.
He's right.
But I go, you two are like the odd couple.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, so
we're Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. So yeah, but it's, you know, so but basically when you meet people and stuff like that, you know, also back in the spring, JJ Boyd, who him and I were friends for a long time, and we just ripped each other apart, and hey, we lost a comic friend of ours. And I said, you know, we were giving each other the information on her wake and stuff like that. And I'm like, look, I go, two old friends shouldn't be fighting. It took an old friend to see that two old friends are fighting. So I told, we were working a benefit together a couple of weeks after the funeral. I go, we're working that thing. We're done. This is over. We're done.
Yeah.
And I gave him a big hug. I said, bullshit, man. I'm not going to do this anymore. This is ridiculous. Two old friends, we're fighting like that. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So my opener is a Trump supporter. Voted Trump.
Right.
And he actually owns the club where I was working the rest of the week. But he's a good guy. He's not one of these people that you can't have a conversation with.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of Trump supporters you really can't have conversations with. He's not that. So I even said to him, I go, I like talking to you. I go, because you're not ride or die. There's things that you like, but you look at things, you know, and you'll fucking twist the knife and everything. Like Trump, he said the thing that he was offering the Democrats on Saturday, came up with the announcement. So I walk into the club, he's like, ah, ah, look at the offer, the president, a big offer, and the shutdown layoff, for fuck's sake. You know, he's just like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was an offer to start negotiating on.
Yeah, they should open the government and fucking negotiate.
No, because what's going to happen is they're going to drag their feet on it. You could tell they're going to drag their feet, and nothing's going to get done.
But there's people that are fucking starving and can't pay their
bills. Then you want to know something? Have them write the Democrats and say, get to the White House and start sitting down and working this out.
Why write the Democrats? Write the Mexicans. They're paying for it.
Right. But start sitting
no,
down.
No. That was the promise. They're
all right.
Paying for
okay.
It.
Well, you want to know something?
Mexico's a little tardy on their payments.
Okay. But basically what they're going to do is...
pesos?
If you do...
Is that the problem, Joe? Do we need to take pesos?
But the thing about it is that we do. He explained why we need the wall, and it's not all a wall.
That's not my point. It's the promise. The promise was Mexico's paying for it. It was never, we're going to build a wall, and you're going to pay for it. That was not the problem. I saw lots of cheering. He led it. It was a good time. So, yeah, they need to solve this shit. But let's not forget the biggest part of the promise, the part that was a slogan that got everybody excited. Let's not overlook that. Yes, they need to solve it, but people are starving. It's very easy. And he was going to do a deal, but then Ann Coulter and her Adam's apple and Rush Limbaugh with his high cholesterol got fucking involved because they were going to have
they
a deal.
They shamed him.
Yeah, they were going to negotiate. Mm-hmm. They were going to – the Republicans and the Democrats were going to negotiate, and Trump was going to give the extension, but then they fucking shamed him. So that is what it is. But let's not forget the promise. But that's not my point. My point is Jamie's a sensible guy, and I like Jamie. That was my point.
My head's spinning. Wait, what? What?
I like that. We go on. Now we debate. Now we argue. Now we stop it. Now Jamie. By the way,
how he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, right. Okay.
I like
okay.
The way we brought this. You got to give this show credit the way we bring it all around.
Hey, Donald
makes
his
thing. I argue with him. We go, okay. And then bring it to the original point.
Yeah, but he brought it back.
I'm getting distracted on this.
He brought it back, but I got lost on the trail.
I understand. It was quite the journey. Wandering the desert on the way to a wall. I get it.
And back. We picked up the trail
thank
again.
God we had open borders and Pip could just sneak right back into the country.
Hey, the heat got
look,
to
there's
me.
Stores. All right, now we're back.
There we go.
So anyway, all right. So then we do the show on Friday at his club. Now, it's usually a club where it's very touristy because it's in a resort area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of locals.
Oh.
A lot of locals in the audience. Now, if you don't know South Carolina, very pro-Trump state. So much pro-Trump that Lindsey Graham has to fucking lick Trump's ass. Because you remember, like, during the campaign, this yep. guy's a liar, he's a racist, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, Mr. President, do you want your left nut tickled and your right nut sucked? Or do I have that backwards? How would you like it, Mr. President? And you're so good at golf, and are you losing weight? Yeah, I get it. Because Lindsey Graham wants to be reelected.
And tells him everything he wants to hear.
Exactly.
Golf game's up and I dropped a couple of pounds.
How about suck my left
is that
nut?
A new shade of orange? It's very becoming.
Well, he gained a couple of pounds. There were some burgers left over from dinner lunch.
No. There were some hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers. Yeah. How about you suck my left nut while you feed me french fries? That's the move.
Are you just telling your personal preferences or
yes,
are you commenting on the topic?
Oh, wait. Are we still on?
I think she was multitasking and doing both. All right. So very, very pro-Trump state.
Oh, yeah.
I do my stuff. I get brand new stuff I got in there now.
Mm-hmm.
Applause breaks. Everything's good. So Saturday night. Same type of thing. Tons of fucking locals.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Trump voters in there. Have a very good show. Very good show again with the new stuff.
Cool.
As soon as I get off stage, the host, the door girl, and Jamie. Yeah, we had a complaint about you.
What? Jesus.
About what was the complaint?
Joe, would I bring you this far and not finish you?
Yes, you're a team.
What goes on tour is none of anybody's business.
The only reason you go on tour is because I finish. I'm spent. nobody's going on tour for blue balls. And nobody's listening to the show for blue radio balls. There's a payoff.
Look, when you spoon, who's on the inside? That's all I want to know.
Mm-hmm. But again, there's only two of us in a room, not five of you fucking animals.
There's a lot of spooning.
When me and Joe do it, we ladle, to quote Dennis.
You
Ross.
Ladle.
That's funny.
Yeah, remember Dennis's joke?
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, like he's like, yeah. I'm so fat. I slipped in Trump. I'm just going to do Dennis's voice.
Oh God,
I'm so fat. We don't spoon. We ladle.
God rest his soul.
Nice. God rest his soul.
Dennis.
So anyway, so yeah, a guy got up, complained. Goes, I want my money back. I want my money back. James is like, well, why do you want your money back? I did not pay my money to hear somebody disparage my president.
Oh, good Lord.
So let me, I'll break that down in a second. Jamie goes, wait a minute. You and I voted for the same guy. We both voted Trump. We're the last people that should be going against the First Amendment. It's like, I'm not going to give you money back on words. And the guy's like, yeah. Like, no, I'm not giving you your money back. And he stormed off. So.
Wow. Good again, for
it
him.
It was a really good show. Again, mostly Trump supporters in there. A lot of Trump supporters. Everybody had a good time. Now, I will give this guy credit before I rip him a new one. At least they didn't interrupt the show.
Right,
so
right.
At least he had the good sense to do that. Now, it's interesting because on Thursday, Jamie and I had the conversation. Again, Jamie, a Trump supporter, goes, I've never had more problems. Because Jamie does some Trump jokes.
Right.
He's never had more problems than with fucking Trump jokes.
Mm.
It's like it never fit. It's always fucking Trump jokes. And I've been doing this shit since the Clinton era. I don't remember doing Clinton jokes. Go, stop talking about the president chiseling on that dress. Nobody fucking gave a shit.
Everybody
made fun of it because it was ludicrous.
Sure.
And Bush got his and Obama got his. I mean, they weren't really that good to make fun of Obama and Bush, to be honest with you. Bush was stupid. Obama has big ears and boring. Okay. I mean, after that.
Yeah, the same old.
It wasn't like Bubba and you know, Teflon Don, who are just constantly giving you so much comedy gold to work with. I mean, these are the golden ages for comedy.
Yeah.
But this is a Trump supporter telling me that it's never been worse. So let's I want to break into this real quick. My president, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier, they are immersed with the identity of it. Not the president. My president. This is so I didn't get to talk to this guy, but I would have asked him. So did you enjoy the Hillary jokes? How were those jokes? Because those jokes were in there. I bet you liked them. And let me get this straight. You were fine with the kid-touching material I did 5 minutes before? Because we had a whole expose on kid-touching, and I guarantee you that shit was inappropriate. But you were fine with that until we got to my president. And disparaging. Are you familiar with his Twitter feed?
Are the any worse, though, than the not my president group?
Anybody who complains at a comedy show is lumped into the same group. Asshole. I don't care what their political affiliation. I'm very straightforward.
So we would have agreement that, yeah, a little, you know, my president. They're just as bad as the group
Absolutely.
That are not my president.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
But I never said otherwise. I'm always the one that go, oh, those liberals. I'm like, no, you guys got it too when I meet them. you guys got assholes too. There's assholes on both sides. Of course they're not my, I don't say he's not my, he's the fucking president. I say, for however long that may be. You know, because I don't know. It could be any day now.
But you know what the thing about this guy? At least he didn't disrupt the show.
Correct.
He walked out. He wanted his money back. He didn't get his money back. But
he saw four other comics and a good portion of my set. How much? I mean, really? Your money back? Just fucking leave.
But
he
left. He wanted money back. But he, you know, he asked for his money. But and he left. However, he's not asking that you never work there again. He's not, you know, writing that. He doesn't want you to work any other clubs again.
At least that I know of.
Yeah, but still, you know, you get a radical element, you know, sometimes, and it's more prevalent on the left where they don't want you to.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I agree with you about the left, but here's the thing. The whole purpose, and if I would have spoken to him, if I ever get confronted, do you like the guy who tells it like it is? You do. Well, let me finish. Do you like the guy who's not PC? You do.
Mm.
So if I'm telling it like it is, you don't like my is. You only want him to tell what it is if it's is that you like.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make you an advocate for free speech. That makes you a fucking snowflake. And my show, and you've heard me say it,
yes.
I tell people, go, my show is not a safe space. There are no there is no snowflakes, and I've ripped into liberals who get squeamish, and I've ripped into conservatives. I got no fucking tolerance for it. I say it when I get on stage. I go, we're going to talk about some shit. Strap in.
Puppies, kittens, mittens. Puppies and kittens.
How many shows did you do
at the club?
Yeah,
two.
You did two shows.
Yeah, Thursday was a big attendance.
Okay,
so that was canceled.
Oh, okay.
So we did Friday.
So you did Friday. You did Friday. How many people you have on the Friday show?
Like 30.
And how many people did you have on the Saturday show?
Close to 100.
Close to 100. And just one person. Got upset.
Oh yeah, it's fine.
One person got upset.
One person.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
he's
just,
the 1%.
That's that's the 1%. So in general. You know, you say, well, a lot of Trump's like, you only had 1% out of that whole range, though.
Thank goodness I'm working for Jamie, who's a fucking good guy and a comic who understands it, as opposed to some of these other people where you get banned. That happens, too, with one complaint.
But I also kind of have to wonder, why did he even bring it up to you? It's one fucking guy.
Well, they all couldn't wait to fucking tell me. But no, no, I'm not saying Trump supporters. What I'm saying is, whenever there is an... I'm not saying all Trump supporters. Not even most Trump supporters. Not even most Trump supporters. Most of them are fucking cool. They can handle in stride. We fucking shake. We hug. We have a beer. We talk. Whatever after the show. Nobody calls it. But I'm saying, whenever there is a problem, except for the one time in Florida where it was the kid touching shit, I get it. And I talked them through that. I talked the woman through that. I just go, see, you're having a good time. And again, this is Jamie telling me, even, who's a Republican, voted for Trump in the club all the time. Whenever there's a problem, it's a fan of Trump. And if you're complaining in a comedy club because of material, then you're the one who's the snowflake. You're the one who needs a safe space. That's all I'm saying. They're fucking hypocrites. Yeah. Thank God he didn't interrupt me, because I would have fucking I would have broken his shit down. I would have really. You want to have this conversation? Let's go through it.
Can you spell eviscerate?
Yeah, and I wouldn't have been mean about it, but I just would have broke. How flawed? Because you here's the thing, and I had a joke about this. You cannot support this president of the United States and be sensitive. You can't do both.
No.
If you're supporting this president of the United States, and that's your right, you've thrown your sensitivity card out the window, because he fucking disparages people all the time. He eviscerates, and he's a fucking president.
Yeah.
And I'm a comic. You like him because he's not politically correct. You hate liberals who cry and wear their little pussy hats and need a safe space. I get it. You hate these college kids that don't want to hear, you know, bad things. But then again, you're coming on their territory. So there is that. You're bringing a show to them. So in some way, you do have to cater to them, even though we all agree, you know, they need to fucking chill out.
Yeah.
But you're going to go to a comedy club and complain about where, and I didn't even really, my jokes don't really disparage him. The only thing, and he didn't even state for this part, the only thing which is new to him, this, where I might, where you might go, well, it's a little disparaging, go, I talk about, you know, how the media's always says, how media always asks, and how is the President Trump going to react to this? Like an asshole. Every damn time he's going to react like an asshole. You never hear from the president go, well, my, that was understated. I think he held back. He's going to react like an asshole. And even the people who love Trump know he's going to react like an asshole. And some of them like him because he's going to react like an asshole, which is fine. But let's stop asking the question of how is he going to react. Joe will tell you 9.5 times out of 10, he's going to react like an asshole. And that's fine.
And he Joe's cracks me up.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I understand that. But then if you were to come back and go, oh, well, Elizabeth Warren was mean to him, I'd go, really? What? You can't do that.
No.
If you're going to embrace that my guy is an asshole, or he's going to tell it like it is, and these liberals are pussies, then you're going to have to take some shit coming back at you.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's funny because when I do my act, I reference Trump because I say no president like Trump has ever utilized Twitter. And I go and I say one of the reasons we're getting into talks with North Korea was a Twitter fight that Kim Jong-un and Trump had. And I go, like two teenage girls, they're having a fight. And I go,
don't disparage my president.
Right. But stop. But I'm, you're kind of alluding to my point. Now, you could tell I don't, you know, I do political stuff and I don't say it directly, but you could tell that I'm right leaning.
Right.
In some ways. But what I'll do is I go, what happened was, is that Kim Jong-un called Trump a doddering old man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, Trump taking the high road called him short and fat. Now, when I say that line,
it's actually better than that. Trump actually said, it's not like I'm calling him short and fat. He actually, for a guy who has no fucking humor, he goes, all right, that was kind of, he kind of twisted a little bit.
Yeah. But like I said, and when I do that, I look at the audience sometimes, they go, oh, you're going to be anti-Trump on there. But I'm not, because
This is the radio show. He won't be for long.
Yeah funny. No. But I go, you know, but then I just do the bit and stuff like that. But you could tell that I'm a lot, you know, a lot of topics that I do are right leaning, you know,
and
a lot of people, and it's funny because people come up to me and go, yeah, I agree with a lot you say. Go, we could tell which way you voted, you know, but without saying, boy, you're a real Trump. Because I have to shape my material where I'm not being vigilant about it, but I'm kind of being on the fences way,
I'm
you know,
over that. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to admit something. When I heard that this guy got so angry with me, I was kind of happy. Because I was kind of happy with him. I'm like, well, fuck that guy in my mind. There's a part I would have been really concerned. Now, maybe I was cool with it because Jamie handled it so well and everything. Yeah. But I was going to go, oh, now I get why the conservatives like to troll the liberals. It's fucking fun when you elicit a stupid response out of an idiot. I kind of get it now.
Oh, I don't think it's fun.
Oh, to piss this guy off, I was real pleased.
Oh, okay.
Good. Fucking get out. You don't deserve my show.
A lot of people say that. But no. But that's the essence of comedy, you know? And the thing is that, you know, sometimes you get called out, you know, oh, you can't say, you know, and don't go see your show. You know, fuck you. It's a free speech. That's the essence of comedy, you know?
But yes, and Jamie gets it. But it's so fucking crazy for it to come from his supporters who, you know, even you will admit he says some outrageous and hurtful things.
Oh, yeah.
so now you're going to get hurt by words? Yeah. Stop.
One of the highest compliments I ever came.
We don't want you to die.
Is a bunch of African American women. They came out after a show and they come out to go, "You sound like an angry black woman." And I go, "Thank you."
Oh, you didn't tell me Diamond and Silk watched you?
Yeah. I love them.
Well, of course you do. Oh, I was all right. I don't have. I wanted to get me some edumacation, but I don't have time for that. We're gonna take our break now that shit's working.
Yes.
We're going to come back with Amaru and Tyron to talk about Yu's Ultimate Social Experiment.
Awesome.
And then we'll also do some Drunks in the News, and we'll tell you about some porn habits, and we'll see what else we get to. But a lot more show. Thank you guys for that. We're listening live that I put up with all the nonsense. You know what? Now that I look at you know,
and the technical difficulties.
Yes. It wasn't that the equipment was shitting the bed. It just really wanted to wait for Joe.
That's yes, right. It did.
It likes me.
It probably like you better if you weren't talking with plastic in your mouth, you asshole. All right.
Moron.
On the break, we got new music from Daria Stefan with Everybody Somebody's Angel and Ella Jinx with Where Do I Go? And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com.